Thank you, Madam Vice President. Canada acknowledges that the national dialogue has led to some progress on issues such as the liberation of prisoners, and that a genuine, inclusive national dialogue process is essential. However, Canada is deeply concerned by the latest deteriorating situation of human rights since the last UPR. Canada recommends that Nicaragua, one, expeditiously release all prisoners per the announcement made in the context of the national dialogue, including those arbitrarily sentenced for their participation in social protests. Two, take steps to guarantee full enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms, including freedom of expression, of the media, of association, and of peaceful assembly, and refrain from further acts of intimidation or reprisal, including by paramilitary groups. Three, resume cooperation with the OHCHR, IHCHR, and other human rights bodies and consider the implementation of their recommendations. Four, adopt a thorough and transparent accountability process to ensure access to justice and reparation for the victims of human rights violations and abuses. Canada also calls upon Nicaragua to implement electoral reforms that will guarantee free, fair, transparent, and timely elections, ensuring respect for democratic rights. Thank you, and thank you to the Nicaragua delegation.